Welcome to Life Sciences and Science Life, a science podcast of the University of Vienna's Doctoral School of Pharmaceutical, Nutritional and Sports Sciences.
Our team of PhD candidates, along with various experts in the field, talk about current advances in sciences while exploring the challenges and triumphs of PhD life.
Welcome to today's episode. We are your hosts, Hari.
And this is Ranjit.
Today, Bogi is here with us in the studio to talk about research mobility as a PhD student. Hello, Bogi.
Hi, everyone.
Bogi is a PhD student in neurobiology at the University of Pécs, Hungary. She has been in our institute as a visiting PhD for the past 3 months.
Thank you very much for joining us to share your research mobility experiences. Let me start off by asking you, how would you like to define research mobility?
When I think of research mobility, I just mostly think about like going out to the world to show your research to somebody else, mostly going to conferences, going to workshops, or even going out to other labs, other institutions, going on short-term visits, or even like doing a full-term PhD in another like country, in another institution.
How common do you think it is for PhD students to go on research stays or mobility?
So I wouldn't say it's the most common thing. Like doing a full term like PhD in another country is I don't think that's like really a common thing. But going to conferences, going to workshops, that's like a life for a PhD student. So everyone should do it. And even like short-term visits, that's like more common, I think, at least in like for European PhD students.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what most European PhD students like prefer doing during their mobility times.
Thanks, Bogi. How did coming to University of Vienna benefit you?
There's a lot of benefits like going to other institutes. For example, during my mobility here, I learned a lot of new techniques that I wasn't familiar with. We don't really have like the facilities that this university has. So learning new techniques, having to like know new facilities and how to work in those facilities is like a really common thing to do and to have. And this is why like it's a really good thing to like change sometimes institutions so you can see what like everybody else is doing in the world and how they are doing it.
It's very exciting, huh? So since you mentioned that it has influenced in the development of your research and you have learned new techniques, can you tell us about what you have learned in the institute and how the culture has been for you and if there's a difference between your host institute and the institute that you have moved?
Yes, so... in like work aspect, in my home institution, I'm mostly working like with in vivo studies with animal models. Here, I did like the complete opposite of things. I was doing in vitro studies mostly here, and yeah, changing the lab was like a new thing as well. I needed to like get to know my new colleagues, my new workmates. I needed to like get to know everyone here. Fortunately, like the team here, like the vibes of the team are really really similar to the ones that I have in my lab. So everyone was really nice. I wasn't afraid to ask questions from anybody. Everyone was like really helpful, with everything. If I had a stupid question, like how I need to do something in the lab, everybody helped. They didn't think I was stupid. So yeah, it was really nice. It was a really nice experience here for me.
Did you participate in any other activities outside research?
I didn't get to know the university that well because I was only here as like a researcher. So I didn't like get to like have lectures here or something like that. I was mostly going to the department seminars, but that was like a really interesting thing to like see how these seminars work here. But this little experience that I had of the university was really nice, I can say.
Well, Bohi, did you have any barriers when you were moving to Vienna to do your research?
So the hardest thing going to here to like live here for a few months, I was like a bit homesick, but like, yeah, Hungary is in like, is the neighboring country, but I didn't go home a lot. So I was still kind of homesick in that regard. And also, even if I'm from a neighboring country, I can't really speak German. So I was really happy that the lab working language was in English, so I could communicate here really well. But when I was out in the city sometimes, I was like really afraid that my German won't be enough for this. So I was kind of afraid in that regard that there is a language barrier in that sense. But yeah, most Austrian people can like talk in English as well. So it wasn't that bad in the end for me.
Okay.
So Bogi, how did you handle expenses and research funding? Is there any grants or programs you would suggest looking into?
Yeah, so I was fortunate enough that I wasn't like funding this trip from my own money. I was here with the Ernst Mach Worldwide Fellowship, which is like an Austrian fellowship for PhD students, even like I think graduate students as well. Mostly they funded my stay here, like my living costs, and also they didn't just fund my like living costs for like the dorm that I was living in. It was also enough to like get around the city for public transportation. I wasn't starving as well, so I had enough money for like going out as well and stuff. But yeah, there's also a lot of other opportunities for fellowships like that. There is like an Ebro travel grant that you can use. And I'm sure there is a lot of other ones. These are the only ones that I currently know of, but there should be a lot of like fundings for short-term stays. That's what I know of. Yeah.
What advices would you give to your peers preparing to undertake research mobility?
So I think mostly if you are thinking going out into the world to a new lab, mostly I would think just ask your supervisors, ask your PIs, like, do they have like connections to another lab that they know of, that they have techniques, or they are working in the same topic as you. That's the easiest way to find a lab. And if your supervisor knows that lab, then you can like be sure that is a good lab. You don't need to be afraid to go there because there's already some kind of connection there with you. But yeah, sometimes just looking at labs, writing to different supervisors, and if you're interested in that research, just try. Don't be afraid to like go to like to the other side of the world to find something new. Adapting to it would be hard at first, but getting these opportunities are more important than being afraid, I think so.
What other benefits does short-term research mobility provide?
Yeah, I think it is like really useful for like CV purposes, because if you are going to different institutes, you will have like networking opportunities. You can get references from these people from the other labs for other work types. And also if you are going to a new lab and you start to learn new techniques or something like that, you can also put that in your CV that you already tried these techniques, so you won't be like unfamiliar with it in like a new perspective in your regarding like other jobs that you want to try.
Earlier, you mentioned about conferences. Could you tell us more about how to prepare and your personal experiences?
Yeah, so conferences are like the easiest way to get like to get into the network of research. So even if it's just like a national conference, I think PhD students go there. You don't need to go internationally to be at conferences to get your name out into the world in that regard. And yeah, there's always opportunity for conferences, even like really specific types. Like if you're a neurobiologist, you go to neurobiology conferences. If you're a retinal neurobiologist, you will go to retinal neurobiology conferences. You can find it anything. The internet is there. Your supervisor is there to ask these questions, where you should go, where you can go. And if you are afraid of like big international conferences, then there is also like in my home country, there is like PhD student conferences that's only for PhD students. And yeah, you don't need to be afraid with your peers. I can like understand if you don't want to go to a big conference because there would be like a lot of like big professors there and you are afraid of them. But yeah, these student conferences are the best way to get into conferences and then work your way up to like more bigger conferences, I would say. Yeah.
Thank you.
Could you tell us about your research topic? What brought you here and what would you like to take back from your experience here?
Yes, so I'm a part of the Retina Neurobiology Research Group in PAGE. So I'm working with retina neurobiology. My main topic is subretinal hemorrhage, or hemorrhages in general, inflammation in the eye. So at home, I'm doing these subretinal hemorrhage animal models, and I'm doing mostly like in vivo stuff with like advanced microscopy and yeah, mostly immunohistochemistry stuff. But here, why I came here mostly is because the lab that I was with, they had a cell line, a retinal pigment epithelial cell line. So what I'm doing in vivo, I could like see it in vitro as well. And it's more easier to start off like working with in vitro models, what the blood does with these retinal cells, how they affect them, because sometimes animal models can be quite tricky if you're thinking about it. But yeah, during my stay here, I've done a lot of samples. I've had a lot of preliminary stuff that I would need for my work for the future. So yeah, it was really nice to like have something to like learn, to like see like, yeah, in vitro stuff. Why is it so important before doing an in vivo, an animal model stuff? So it's, yeah, that's what I learned here.
What are some general insights about Vienna, particularly in terms of social events and opportunities to explore its food and culture scene?
Yes, so with the fellowship, there came like opportunities to have to go to social events with other students that are with the same fellowship here. Unfortunately, because of my working times, I couldn't go to these social events. But it was really nice to see that if I could go, if I had time, I could have gone there. But other than that, I really get to know my lab mates, and it was really nice to go out with them. And they showed me stuff here. We had a good time. So I've enjoyed Vienna as a city with my lab mates, but also by myself. I went around the city a lot of times. I think I've seen everything now. So it was really nice to just like have it as an opportunity for like a little bit of vacation for myself during the weekends when I didn't work. So yeah.
Researchers often have to leave behind their research projects during mobilities. How was it for you? Did you have any fear of missing out?
Yeah, so I've had a bit of fear about that, but I mostly like wrapped up my real experiments before I came here, so I didn't get so all of my animals were done, all of my data were done. So during my stay here, I was like working on a publication with my lab mates regarding my work. So we could like easily communicate via like video meetings, by email, and I get every information that they are that they need to say to me. So in that regard, in the end, I worked here in this lab, but I also worked at my home lab. during the by a computer, but I was still doing my work, so I didn't really miss out in that regard. But also there were some things that I just asked my fellow PhD student there to like please, I would need some more like images for my publication. Could you go to the microscope, send me that? And yeah, her fellow PhD students will help you with these things if you don't have time. She helped me. And I got the data that I needed as well by her. So I don't think so that you are really missing out, because you will work in your other lab as well. Sometimes it's really hard to work in two labs at a time. So even by doing like this computer stuff, sometimes I was like overwhelmed by the work here and the work that I needed to do. But yeah, you can really just balance it, and you should be enjoying your time here, your work here. You don't really need to like think about like, oh, what I would do at my host at my home university, what work should I do? You should just focus on your work here, and that should be enough for your time being.
Very nice, very nice.
Do you think working or studying abroad helps researchers in their careers, maybe in academia or industry?
Yeah, I think so, because if you're going internationally, you will get to know more people, you will get to know more different types of people. You can, if you are getting to know them, you will be able to like work with those type of people in the future easier. You will be more social as well. If you are going to a new lab, you should be like more social, because like if you are really introverted and you don't talk to your lab mates and you are just like by yourself, that's not really like a good experience if you are going to a mobility stuff. So yeah, in that regard, you would like learn a lot from like other people that you are visiting during your mobility, and that helps really much in the future as well.
Did you have to seek support from your home university, like in terms of grants or funding?
As I said before, I'm here on the regard of like an Austrian fellowship, not a Hungarian one. The funding opportunities by this country were better than my home university, my home country. But other than that, everyone was like really helpful coming here, that all the lectures that I needed to do and things like that, I can do it like after I'm back in the home university. So they helped me in that regard, that I can enjoy my time here. And also they helped me finding the place where I should live. They asked everything about that. My lab mates were like, we can get you like to know the city a bit better before you come here. They tell me stories about it. That's mostly it.
How was your experience with the things like housing and dealing with the administration stuff? Did you have any challenges there?
Yeah, so I was fortunate because I'm European and I've gone to another European country that I didn't have to like think about visa stuff, because that would be like another thing. I would just needed to look up things like I need to register to the country, how that it's done. But yeah, there is a lot of like online information about that, so I wasn't afraid. With this fellowship, I got the opportunity that they can help me find student dorms. And I lived with this opportunity. I was like, why should I find myself an apartment when they are like giving this opportunity to me? So I applied to a student dorm with the fellowship. I could wishlist my dream dorm. I've got into the really good dorm. I really like there. I really like that part of the city. So it was really easy in that regard to like find a place where I lived. And I don't think I had like any problems with like with ID stuff or anything like that. It was really easy in that thing. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bogi, for your valuable insights. What's your final piece of advice to other PhD students?
Yeah, so my biggest advice would be just like, in real short, don't be afraid. Seek out these opportunities. It will be like a really fun experience as well, in like a social type of thing, but also in like a work type of things. You get to know a lot of things. If you are thinking about mobility, just do it. go there, go to a short-term stay, go to a full-term abroad things, do that. Go to conferences, go to workshops. Those are really fun as well, even if they are just like a few days. But I would mostly encourage everyone to do like more short-term stays or even full-time things, because a few days in a different country is not enough for anybody. You should do at least a few months if you are doing something with mobility.
Thank you, Bogi. It was a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for listening to this episode of Life Sciences and Science Life. And don't forget to follow us on our social media channels.
That's it for this episode of Life Sciences and Science Life. We are your hosts Ranjit and
Hari.
Tune in next month for more intriguing science topics, relatable PhD experiences, and expert contributions on how to navigate a career path of a young scientist.
Our next episode is going to be about career perspectives after a PhD with Dr. Daniel Cuervo Zanata. This is a podcast of the University of Vienna's Doctoral School of Pharmaceutical, Nutritional and Sports Sciences. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn. Thank you for listening. See you next time.